This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. General Motors comes out with its profits report today. Quarterly profits at Ford are already out this week, a strong $1.2 billion, with pickup trucks selling madly as the economy seems to gather some steam. Ford is also in vogue to the point that fussy Honda and VW buyers in Northern California and in the Northeast are actually buying a lot of the once fusty brand. Jamie Kidman is New York editor for Automobile Magazine and has driven many a new Ford. Hey, Jamie.
Hey, David.
So are the cars actually any good?
They are good, actually. Ford really had their back against the wall in the recession when that hit, and the company decided to do what it had always said it was going to do and use its European platforms all around the world. And those are now the basis of the successful Fiesta, Focus, and Fusion cars.
They spent a lot of time on research, though, Ford, before coming out with many of these models.
Well, I don't know that that's extraordinary. You know, perhaps that's part of it, but I think it's really based more on the fact that the cars are pretty good. They're priced pretty competitively, and there's something else, I think, too.
What? More broadly, what's going on at Ford?
Well, I sort of see a generational swing. I mean, you know, probably remember when we were young and, you know, BMWs and Volvos and Audis and things like that were really cool. And that was a time when things like Fords and Chevys were really uncool. Ultimately, I think the pendulum had a swing back.
It's like my 19-year-old daughter who listens to Led Zeppelin again. If you wait long enough, stuff comes back.
Inevitably, it comes back, yes.
And it's not just Ford, right? Of course, they're Lincoln as well, and those are attracting a lot of attention.
Well, unfortunately for Ford, not as much as their Ford models. I don't think they've really perfected it yet, and that's in part because of a lack of investment and a lack of compelling product. And I guess industry watchers are waiting for Ford to really throw down some money if they hope to make Lincoln a serious competitor for BMW or Mercedes.
But you've driven a lot of these. The cars aren't perfect.
No, they're pretty great to drive, and they're a lot of fun. But the two main problems Ford has experienced have to do with the fact that the cars in general have not been meeting their EPA mileage estimates. The other problem has to do with the interface system, Ford MyTouch, which has been criticized by almost every car magazine and Consumer Reports. And Ford has pretty much spent the entire time since they introduced it redesigning it.
Jamie Kidman, Automobile Magazine, also writes for GQ. Thank you very much.
Thank you.